on it for a while.
Yeah, I guess it's that's just the kind of music I enjoy, and I don't necessarily know everybody else enjoys it, but I know that if it's delivered with the right kind of passion and devotion, then most people are going to understand where I'm coming from, even if they don't necessarily like that particular song or that group, you know.
Yeah. But Steve, everything tonight has been like a laser light show. How do you feel about that? I mean, once tonight we were sitting back there and like, I couldn't even see you except for a silhouette of you through the cloud of smoke.
Yeah, that's great. I love it.
We got to get one of those things up in your apartment.
Yeah.
Totally.
A fogger, totally, yeah.
We
I got the strobe light.
We got the fogger up in there. Yeah, we got the strobe light up there.
Yeah.
We need the fogger.
I got to get the fogger and the the fogger and a few more hours of practice a week, I suppose. And then,
Steve Kelch will go on tour.
Yeah.
Live on the road.
Yeah, I just need a drummer and a bassist. A couple people who are, I figure like this. I'll get a drummer and a bassist. Granted, you'd have to be a very talented bassist. Probably play a five-string bass, because a five-string bass is not that far from a rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
Point being,
exactly.
If you got that, and a talented bassist and a good drummer, and they're both willing to do some backup vocals, you don't need many more than three people if you got a lead guitarist who also sings,
mm-hmm.
which would be me.
Yeah.
And I look at it that way. I mean, a three-piece band, wouldn't have to split the profits any more than three ways, and you know, of course, I'm strictly thinking about money.
Steve Kelch, all about the money.
But no, seriously, I'm just saying, that's what I need to do, and I can come up with I got three CDs composed in my head, just not on paper or down anywhere, and time will come when they will be.
But that's the way it is with rock musicians. You know, everything's in your head. Whenever you're playing, you hear something like, oh, I'm hearing music in my head. And
yeah.
I can write this. I can write that. I can write something better than that shit on the radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We all know that. We can write shit better on the fucking
radio.
Yeah,
I think Mickey Mouse could sometimes. But that's just my opinion.
Steve, like one of the reasons, I guess one of the reasons why I was probably the one who always wanted to interview you here. Like, how did the name Fucker Faster come about?
Well, I'll tell you. I used to have a job at Pepper's Cafe years ago in South Fargo. I was a cook. And at the end of the shift, we had an inventory of our hamburgers and our chicken breasts. Make sure they came out with the number sold as opposed to the number left over, because I don't think they thought like cooks and waitresses were eating food that they shouldn't be eating or something. I don't know. I never did quite figure it out. But, of course, I never ate anything I wasn't supposed to, except some bad beef once in a while. But, point being, we had to sign this inventory sheet and put our name and the date on it. And every day I did it, I put a different name on there, whether it was Kelch the Clod or something. And one day I put Fucker Faster down. And everybody thought it was the funniest thing they'd ever heard. And
amen to that.
Some people started calling me Fucker Faster. Like, do you remember Isaac?
Oh, hey.
Isaac.
Do I remember Isaac?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Do we all remember Isaac? That's the thing we should be asking.
Nathan Bong worked there at the time.
Yep.
And then Scott York and then Jason and Cripes. There's a whole slew of them. And it was fun. It was a great time. But they seemed to like that name. And
now we have another, I wish I could have him as a guest tonight if I knew how to get a hold of him, but the Cherry Busta.
Cherry Busta.
How did Cherry Busta kind of have the same little situation that was going on with him where, like, signing labels of beef, like, going in all of a sudden, it's like the Cherry Busta came about? Or
no, I'll tell you what. You know what his real name is? Jerry.
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 Jerry the Cherry Busta.
Yeah, so one day I started calling him Cherry. Funny thing is, get this. My dad's name, his old name is also Jerry. Well, there was this old lady who ran a cafe when I grew up, and she always wrote his name Cherry. It wasn't Jerry, it was Cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y. And he always got a kick out of it. And to me, it was funny. And then after a while, I learned what Cherry meant. And I started calling my friend Cherry Buster. Instead of Cherry, it was Cherry Buster. And instead of Jerry, it was Cherry. Cherry Buster. Jerry the Cherry Buster. Pretty soon it was just Cherry Buster. And one thing led to the next. Pretty soon I just started calling him that. And I said,
like, it was really funny when I know. I used to have a job working at Monarch Photo. I'm a big photo guy, whatever.
Right.
And he used to be my UPS guy.
Yeah.
And and like I know I saw you two out at the bar one time. I'm like, yeah, fuck a faster. He's like, hey, me and my buddy Cherry Busta. And I'm totally just like, no way, man.
Cherry Busta, like, with a shop room mustache.
Yeah, with the fucking mustache.
Just total Freddie Mercury.
Oh yeah, Freddie Mercury. He does. He's like totally dark brown eyes, dark
looks
brown
exactly
hair.
Exactly like Freddie Mercury. That's what people call him. Freddie Mercury.
All I gotta say is, man, knowing you two guys, your two nicknames, legends.
Yeah.
Legends. But for one thing, what we need for our fans tonight, I mean, we got like over 1,000 some people here at the Moose Lodge this evening. I mean, can we get an oily, oily, oily?
Oily, oily. Oily, oily.
Classic Steve Kelsch.
Oily, oily, oily.
I mean, Steve, we've known each other for many, many years. I mean, I even moved away for 2 years and saw you once in a while and hanging out.
Right. Wasn't that Walker or something? You had a girlfriend up there in Walker? Or
No.
Wide wiener?
No, I was just going to school up there.
Oh.
I was a big photo guy. You know, taking my classes up there in the nowhere land and stuff. But I'd say it's always been good, really good to see you and hang out with you again and just the moments that we have together.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to see
always,
the boys.
It's so good to fucking hang out again, especially when all the boys are back in town. When Bong was back in town.
Right.
And we're all hanging out. That was so fun.
What I think of as the funnest days, some of the funnest days of my life, is when we used to all hang out at the Mosquito.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday and Tuesday nights, it was like a ritual there for like a year
like,
or something.
Yeah, like a year and a half. We'd all go there and
get
trash.
Yeah, and then we'd come over to my place and jam or go somewhere else, of course. Yeah. But
And, well,
or find a party and go to Isaac.
Like, it was really funny coming over to your house and, like, you know, you'd be like, it was kind of like a show set up. Like, Isaac would play a little bit, Bong would play a little bit, and then the finish off the show, Steve would play a whole lot of Rosie.
Yeah. That's coming up here next, I think. Cool. I'll probably play that next. However, Isaac rocked. I love the way Isaac played. He played a lot of cool tunes. Americanized. I'm gonna be Americanized. Wasn't that like Guar or something?
Always. Isaac and Bong were probably the two Guar kings from Fargo. You know?
Especially Isaac.
Isaac from anything. Too. Any band that ever came to fucking Fargo probably was. Yeah, Isaac probably would be the coolest person at the show, just due to the fact. And I think we should probably give a little gratitude. Maybe, like, Isaac could log on one day and listen to this. So this will be archived. And
I hope
this,
so.
This will be archived, set down in history. And I think me and you should give props out to Portland for a few of our really good friends.
Absolutely.
Isaac Kavrinsky, Nathan Bong, Jason Fleming.
Yeah.
And all the other boys out there. The Fireballs of Freedom.
Right.
We got a bunch of buddies moving out to Seattle now. Gotta give them boys a little bit of props. But it's just really good, like, you know, when we all get back together, like the old days, and just get fucking fucked up. And go back to Kelsch Residence and do the Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
I don't know if that is possible, Roger. You can sit in. I'll let you sit in with me for the interview. But you're not gonna take over. See, look at it. He's taking over, then he leaves. What the hell is up? Hey, while you're leaving there, Roger, buddy, why don't you get the pitcher of beer? Because I got it in my hand right here. It's in my hand, and you totally gapped it out.
You know, Roger.
It's really fun hanging out here at the Moose Lodge. I mean, we do this every Tuesday night, pretty much the off-Broadway show.
Yeah.
Thanks to www.yachtscene.com and the Brown Cow.
No doubt. It's the first time I'd heard of this. It's great. It's a good time.
Oh, okay. Right now, I hate to say this, but Steve, I'd love to talk to you all night. We have so much stuff we could actually talk about, hang out about.
No doubt.
Memories we could talk about. Funny stories.
Memories and memories.
You know, all I got to say, though.
I'm a big fan of memories.
Is one day, the Steve Kelsch video will be out. And we will put it on the web if it ever gets out.
We can get the interview going.
Should we just? Do you want to? I don't know. I mean, you want to play a few more songs, or you want an interview?
No,
or?
It's gonna play.
I'll throw a couple more down if you don't mind. Right. That is.
No. I'd love to hear a couple more.
Are we getting a little bit late here? What time is it?
We're like at 12:30 now. You and your goddamn shower.
Yeah, I need another shower.
Yeah. Well, do you want to know why the number one top 10 reason why you had to take a shower was?
Well, I had sex today, and
took over the top 10 reason.
I put it in her ass.
Oh God.
I called for a shower.
Do you know why you weren't here? Like, I was the number one guy for giving the number one reason why Steve Kelch did not show up until he had to take a shower.
Oh, what was that?
Because if you had 12 inches, you would take a shower, too.
Yeah.
Steve, no, if I may interject myself in this interview, this is important to me. This is the kind of stuff that's important. But do you know Modern Man?
Yeah, in fact... That's funny you should ask that, because remember when, did you remember seeing me today in the car and I waved? And I go, that's Roger right there. Do you remember when the girlfriend was in the car and we pulled to the Fargo Theater parking lot and we were in kind of a hurry? And I waved out the window. Do you remember waving back?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And I go, he was going, well, he looks, she goes, how old is he? He looks younger than you. And I go, I don't know how old he is. And I said, it's funny you should bring that up, because I met a guy through him named Modern Man. And I remember Modern Man showing me his ID at Kirby's that night, and his name was really Modern Man. And I remember
signed backwards. His name, when he signs his name, he signs Modern Man backwards every
really?
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. But where is Modern Man? I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but I brought him up today. That's funny you should bring that up. Where is Modern Man?
That'd be a good idea for us to get Modern Man on the show once in a while.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that. You know, Mod, he's always involved
Mod.
In something. But it's amazing his discipline. I don't mean to sound pretentious, but what I mean by that is simply that right now he's involved in a project where he's making a painting. It's 25 feet wide by like 30 feet high.
Really?
And it's like a image of a atomic detonation, basically, and it's all he's made the entire thing with his lips, kisses, basically. He like kisses the canvas and makes lip impressions, which is the exact. It's ironical, of course.
I always thought that guy had a great attitude. Modern Man. The night I met him, it was a few years ago at Kirby's. I'm telling you, I mean, just the impression he gave me. I mean, this guy's definitely a character of a different nature. I mean, this guy came from some kind of hybrid somewhere. I mean, I'm talking in a good way. Modern Man rocks, and I wish he was here tonight. Where is he?
He's probably hiding out in his cavern.
Does he live around here?
He lives a block away.
It's the most amazing thing. The thing about Modern Man that's amazing is that I suppose if we'd, you know, given him a call tonight, and said, hey, come on over, he'd be here.
Modern would be here, yes.
He would be here.
If he knew, I've talked to him before. Like, me and Modern are pretty close. And we've been close for probably about as long as me and Steve Kelch have been close. And it's been like, Modern has his own thing going. If you do not contact him, beforehand, you will never see him.
That's really true. And what that means is Mod, he designs his own lifestyle. I mean, he's there, and he doesn't sit there and go out of his way. It's really proof that he's non-pretentious. He's just he does it on his own. And if you're a friend of his and you call him, he'll come on out. And if not, he ignores it.
Darling.
I don't know. It's hard to talk about Mod without sounding either pretentious or stupid.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure I've qualified for both of those. But
does he have a wife?
Modern Man?
That's if I can interject here, and God damn
that'd
it.
That'd be against the Modern Man.
No, Mod, it's like if you've ever been over at Mod's place late at night and just hung out with him for more than just a couple hours, eventually he either kicks you out of his place or once
he
starts talking.
To the third floor to play golf.
No, or really what happens
or hot
is...
Or hot-tubbing and showing you his penis with a smiley face on.
He
I know this.
He'll get rid of you. I mean, he has his ways, but if you're really there and he knows you're interested, he'll start playing videos for you. And the thing about Mod is, like, once he really starts playing his videos for you and telling his stories, you realize where he's at. He's in a remote corner. And the other thing about Mod is this. You begin to realize that if you want to get to his level, you've got to abandon everything. It's the only, you know what I mean? In order to really be free, you have to abandon everything. And I've looked at where he is myself, and frankly, I've thrown up the white flag.
Brenda!
Throwing up the white flag. When you really hang out with him and realize how, in order to be where he is, how completely abandoned it is, you throw up the white flag where he hasn't. I'm serious. If you really hang out with Mod and look at all he's done and listen to his stories, you'll begin to realize how dependent you are and how courageous he is.
Right. Yeah. I can see that.
Oh, shit.
Steve.
Come on.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I just gotta grab
We gotta, like, Steve.
Let's do it again.
Actually, we're gonna end this show really quick here.
We wanna
thank you for showing up to the Off-Broadway show.
Thank you for having
brought
me.
Brought to you by www.yachtsing.com and also the Brown Cow, who's just coming back into town and starting up their own little business now.
My thanks is with you for having me.
And we, like, when I heard you're playing tonight, like, filling in, I mean, yes, you did get the fill-in position, but when you were coming tonight, I had to be here for you.
Really?
Because, Steve, like, right now, ladies and gentlemen, this is probably the greatest handshake going on ever. I wish you could see this.
All right.
But, like, this man is not about, this guy's about hugs and also maybe a little bit of drugs. But my buddy here, Steve Kelch, friends for many years now.
Yep.
Good to hear you play. Good to have you fucking live.
It's good to be here.
Over the web. The World Wide Web. That's what the WWW stands for.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to have you here. I'm so glad to be
it's good
with
to be
you
here.
Here and do the interviews with you and sit down and talk with you and basically sit down and get fucking absolutely loaded.
Cheers. Well, cheers to queers.
As for a closing announcement, we'll have one more. Oily, oily, oily.
Oily, oily, oily.
Can I get another one?
Oily. Oily, oily, oily.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Steve Kelch, that's the fucking laugh.
Oily, oily, oily.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tonight. We'll be closing in the final set. We'll be closing out tonight with a final set from Steve Kelch, a.k.a. my friend, the Fucker Faster, the man, the friend, the greatest guy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to... I'm gonna wrap it up. Hold on. Once again, we'd like to thank you for listening to www.yachtsing.com and also The Brown Cow. And now I'd like to bring out Steve Kelch, good friend, good confidant. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Kelch!